Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app on a beautiful morning out there. It's going to be hot though, huh? Like 90.
Well, and with the heat index, John.
You know what I'm going to do? You know what?
I think that heat index is just, I think it's sensational.
When we bring Brian back
to make
on,
it more,
I'm going to talk to him about my weight loss thing with the neoprene. Because
what is that? Is that dog food?
No, neoprene is that rubbery stuff, right?
More.
Yeah, but I don't want to think about
weight.
Him in a neoprene suit. Either.
That's just water weight. That's not going to do anything for you.
Okay.
Till you change your habits.
Okay.
Says the guy who used to wear rubber suits to lose weight.
Right. And take X-lax.
Yeah.
Right.
Smoke pot.
Okay.
I told you my mom
listens. Listening. Never mind. I meant your friend.
I hate that when he says that.
I'm sorry.
My friends did.
I know that.
I was with the wrong group.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly. You were the Shetland Pony Gang. Let's talk to a guy who's about 6'3" and 100 pounds. Preston Stober from NBC 26. Neighborhood Focus, the Lakeshore, which
Absolutely.
Is my favorite place in the state.
You know, Preston,
it is quite amazing.
We're kind of talking about
it's quite
that.
Great.
That is a slice of life, that whole Lakeshore area.
It really is. I mean, Manitowoc is very beautiful. You got all the beaches. And then in Two Rivers, I know we were talking about it a little bit. There's some great stuff over in Two Rivers.
Yeah. I went to Neshoto on Sunday, and you couldn't find a parking place. That beach was like Malibu.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I know you talked to McLeod Hageman, our anchor.
Absolutely.
He loves Neshoto. We talk about that all the time.
Yeah. Yes.
It is a great place. The beach is beautiful.
Unbelievable.
Beautiful.
I lived out west for years, and, you know, Venice Beach, you always went to the beach, and that is akin to that. That Seal Beach, I mean, that is a real beach, real sand, real lifeguards.
If you were
lifeguards,
in a coma and you woke up,
right.
And it's like, where
you
are you?
You could be there.
You could be in Malibu. Yeah.
You could. Whether at the ocean, you can't see over the horizon, you don't know if it's an ocean or a lake. But anyway— the other thing about that area, and I'm sure you've reported, but it's pretty stable economy.
It is. Yes, it is. And I mean, they're bringing in new businesses all the time. I've done many stories on the new businesses that are coming in, and the stats there are pretty crazy. I mean, I think they brought in at one point 13 new businesses in a 3 or 4 month span.
Wow.
So it's a very growing community, and they got a great leadership crew over there, and their main street downtown is really blossoming. So they have the great nature aspects. And then they also are really growing.
Don't talk it up too much. We haven't made our investments
right.
Yet.
You know what? Actually, you know what? That's like when
buying real estate.
When I was in real estate in Manitowoc for Berkshire Hathaway, I would get calls from people from Illinois asking for property on the water.
Right.
And it's like, oh, no, here it starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it comes north.
So you know my favorite places other than Neshoto? Sub Pub.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Yes.
That is a good one.
Have you
right
been up there?
Oh, yeah.
The Maritime Museum upstairs, they got that thing now. Yeah. We sat there and watched the glam band one night, and that music, the sound coming over the water was just incredible. Yeah. What a great place that is.
So you're who we're trying to, you know, attract here, young, educated talent. How did you work your way here? Are you from here?
No, so I'm from Ohio. I'm from in between Toledo and Cincinnati. It's called Lima, Ohio area.
Lima?
I know Lima. Yep, exactly. Yeah. So
they had a lot of great football. Football players.
There's a lot of really good football players. They have a really good basketball team every once in a while too. A couple of really good basketball.
It's a real hot spot for high school sports.
It is. Yeah. It is. Unfortunately, I grew up 30 minutes west of Lima.
Okay.
We were not necessarily a hot spot of high school sports. We were not the greatest. But
well, they take high school sports extremely serious.
They do.
In Ohio.
They do. Very
extremely.
Serious.
Extremely.
Football especially.
Yes.
Football especially.
Well, you got Ohio
State.
Right? I mean, and I think everybody aspires, well, in Ohio to go there. Lima, whatever you call it. But their economy was hurting a little bit.
It was a little bit.
They had some vacancies there.
Because
I remember I studied that a little bit.
They did.
And I'm glad they turned it around. I hope they turned it around.
Exactly.
They were struggling about 15 years ago.
And honestly, I'm not really sure exactly where it is now. I wasn't a news reporter at the time, so I didn't have to report on it. But
well, you're in grade school.
I was in grade school, yeah. And I wasn't looking at housing. I went to the University of Cincinnati. So
oh, cool. Bearcat.
Bearcat, yep. So I'm not a Buckeye. I went from where I'm from, a real small town, grew up on a farm, to Cincinnati, the big city.
Wow.
And then I worked at a script station in Cincinnati, and so that brought me up here to Green Bay. And it's a real mid-sized town here in Manitowoc, so it's a good mix between where I'm from, real small, to Cincinnati, now to this mid-sized Manitowoc size. It's pretty perfect.
Yeah. By the way, we got a texter also in Manitowoc. Cedar Crest ice cream is fantastic.
Yes, it is.
Where is that? I don't know Cedar Crest.
Neither. Cedar Crest.
You've never heard of Cedar Crest ice cream?
Bernstein's or Berenstein's, whatever they call it.
Berenstein, right there on 8th Street. Yeah.
You know where I always want to go to that place in Two Rivers, Jim. It's like an old building, and I think they got a little bit of a military museum in it. It's right by Waverly. It's an old-fashioned ice cream shop.
I know what you're talking about. I can't remember the name, but it's right next to the museum.
Yeah.
Soft serve? Oops.
No, that's not the name of it, but I've always wanted to go.
I'll have to look.
Cool little places in that area, though.
Oh, yeah. They have some real cool pop-up shops, both in Manitowoc and Two Rivers.
Yeah.
Especially being right there by the water, and it kind of being a real touristy town, so the pop-up shops are great. And yeah, you mentioned Berenstein. They have some real cool places.
You know what else they have? They have a great, awesome. Okay, you're going to laugh. Okay, whatever. They have a great gummy shop.
Right gummy in the corner. Shop.
Yeah, because I always just get my shirts embroidered there. They do embroidery and gummies.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
But Johnny, it's just an odd combination.
I know.
It is a combination right there.
Like chicken wings and yarn. Yeah.
You know what? When I worked in Flint, Michigan.
They embroider, legalized pot.
It was, we used to go for dinner at night to the... It was combination baby ribs and car wash. Honest to God. Baby ribs and car wash. Yes.
Wow.
So, yeah. But you know what? One thing about people from Ohio, they're very proud of their state. Went to Ohio State or not. I actually had an argument with a guy. I was actually at the amputee softball tournament. And I told the guy, I said, you know what? When I retire, if I ever retire, I'm going to spend an entire year just going around, driving around the country, going to football games. College football games. Mm-hmm. I love college football in the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And I was telling him, he goes, well, of course, the horseshoe, right? I go, nah. He goes, why would you go to the horseshoe? I'm from Michigan. I've been to Michigan. Are you serious?
Oh, no.
It's the greatest thing. And it's like, I'm sorry, but I don't have the horseshoe. And he wouldn't stop. He could not get over why I wouldn't go to Ohio State football game. And it's almost like somebody said, I'm going to go to all the NFL stadiums, and us being like, well, Lambeau Field, of course. I mean, he was like, not even kidding around. It's like, what's wrong with you?
I mean, Ohio State football is a religion in Ohio.
Yeah.
It is as close to SEC football as it gets, I think,
right.
Not being in
like
the South.
Like in Alabama or someplace. Yeah.
My freshman year of college, I went to Cincinnati, and my dad went to Ohio State, so I grew up going to Ohio State games. And I went to Cincinnati, and this game number two of my freshman year was against Ohio State at Ohio Stadium. And I thought, all right, I'm going to go, and the Bearcats are going to go in, and we're going to upset Ohio State. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to talk crap to my dad all week.
I like you say... Ohio.
Hi. Yes. Ohio. Actually, I get made fun of for that,
Todd,
too.
What was that?
It's that Southern thing. So I lived in Toledo for a while, and there's a line in the state where you start getting that Southern accent.
Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely. A little bit.
I believe it.
Anyways, in Ohio, I went to Ohio Stadium. The Cincinnati Bearcats went in there, and we got beat 42-0.
Oh.
Game two. That's a tough place to play.
Yeah.
It is a tough place. It's a tough place to be a fan of the opposing team.
So, it's tough.
I'm interested in your read on Green Bay, and I always want to make a comment. I spent a lot of time in Dayton, Cincinnati, Columbus, Columbus is a great city too. But years ago, Gorbachev was coming to the United States, USA Today, mm-hmm. was actually a relatively new paper, believe it or not. And they're like, they did a survey. Where should he go when he comes to the United States? And I wrote it and said Cincinnati. I just think that city is, I just think it represents the whole Midwest. It's got metropolitan. You've got a great downtown. You got some water features, Skyline Chili. I mean, it's just it's all good.
Yeah. And that's what I say about Ohio and Cincinnati too, is I say it kind of jokingly, the heart of America. It's shaped like a heart. It's kind of sitting on the left center side. But I think in a lot of ways it is. It's a mix of a lot of cultures. You get a lot of Northeast up by Cleveland. And then Cincinnati, as you mentioned, it's a little bit of a Southern feel, and then you get all the Midwest feel. So it is. There's a lot of different things that are happening there, and it's a good mix. It's a mixing pot of the mixing pot.
I remember I did a story one time.
We're not going to talk about J.D. Vance, but because we can't talk politics, but I'm curious what you think.
No, I'm just saying, I did a story one time. It was on my resume tape to get a job in Green Bay, where there used to be snagging season. This sounds crazy, but when the fish would come up to spawn, you were allowed to take these big treble hooks. You know, three, you know what a treble hook is, Brian, obviously. And they'll just throw them out there with these weights, these lead weights, and try to snag the fish. because the fish were going to die anyway. They're spawning, you know, one of those. But it also tear up other fish. But what? Long story short, when I was interviewing these people, it's like, I'm like, hey, where are you from here in Michigan? So I came up from Ohio. And,
yep,
and I don't mean to sound the wrong, but it was almost like Appalachian type.
A little bit.
It's like, wow, you go south of Michigan into Ohio and it's
It is. It's a mix. It's a mix. And I'm glad you caught the Haya thing. A couple
people up here, they've made fun of me. Nah, I'm from Ohio.
Haya Stadium.
From here in Flinter. Nah, I'm from Ohio. I came up for this. Now fish could die anyway. And they were like anti-government with the DNR.
Yeah, there's some Appalachian Ohio.
So how do you like it here? How long you been here?
So I've been here a little over a year. I came up to Manitowoc last May. And I say Manitowoc, but I'm in Green Bay all the time too. So a little bit of a mix. And I really enjoyed it. It's a really, culture-wise, it's not a lot different than where I'm from in Ohio, being from the Midwest side of Ohio, very Midwestern. Really nice people, you know, very similar to Green Bay, and it's been an easy transition.
Got a text here. Ask about Skyline Chili.
Oh goodness. That's a good text. That is a good text. Skyline. It's one of those, you either love it or you hate it.
Do you like it?
And
yeah,
I love it. Yes.
Yeah, it's good.
It is really good.
Yeah.
It is really good. It's an interesting taste. It's a little bit of a sweet chili, but it is, if you like it, you love it.
Do they have fried cheese curds in Ohio?
They don't have that many fried cheese curds.
Have you had them up here?
I have.
On Farmer's Market Night with our boy, Cheese Curd Nick?
Absolutely, I have. No, it is. The cheese curds up here, they can't be matched in Ohio. That's for sure.
What are you working on in Manitowoc? Like, there's a lot of, you talked about tourism, and you can't really build an economy on tourism in the Midwest. I mean, it needs to be part of your economic model, right? And even here in Green Bay, I mean, thank God for the Packers, but... you know, tourism is big here, and it is in Manitowoc because of some of the things we talked about. But what else are you kind of leaning into down there?
So yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of different things that are going on down in Manitowoc. It's a very split as far as ideologically. It's a very split town, very split area, right down the middle almost. So with schools, with government, there's a lot of different things that you can cover both sides of the coin. With the schools, there's been a lot here in the last year with a couple of different things happening that I've had to cover. Yeah. So I know we're going to break here, but yeah, it's the schools, the government, and then really just the town that was industrial moving towards the tourism side of things and moving towards being a destination more. That's been really fascinating.
You know, it's still, I can be honest with you, it's still weird driving past the old Miro factory, and that's gotten, cause that was... Oh my, that was like the mecca of industry.
Yeah.
We're going to start a quick break. Preston, stick around.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Back after this. We always survive. Now I'm not so sure. You're waiting for me. Hey, welcome back. Do we have our special guest on the phone? Not yet? Okay. So we're hoping to talk to Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's his birthday today. We're hoping to have Arnold on the phone here shortly. He's a friend of the program.
The real Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Look, you're new. Johnny's been in the media 40 years.
Jim.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe it is. Maybe it is. But John,
oh, it is the real. Okay.
It is, yes.
Theater of the mind.
Yeah. Oh, theater of the mind.
Theater of the mind.
Right.
What's that called? The fourth wall or something?
These guys tell me that I live in a bubble, but that's all right. I mean, John tells people, 40 years, he BS's for a living.
That's how you do it.
Very successful. But yes, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'm sure, is
not
going
that
to be...
successful. I'm sitting with you every day at 6 in the morning.
That is true.
Just being honest. Hey, Preston. Good to see you.
Hey, doing pretty great.
Hey, right, you did a thing last year on the amputee softball tournament. Weren't you in Fond du Lac for that?
Or was that something? Yes. Wasn't the amputee softball tournament.
Okay, hang on one second. We talked about celebrity birthdays today. Lisa Kudrow, Vivi Fox, Terry Crews, Delta Burke, Paul Anka. But one of the more prestigious ones, and it is a friend of our program, and I've known this gentleman for a lot of years, and you don't believe me, you guys, but Arnold Schwarzenegger. I met him years ago at an event, and he's always been kind of a listener and a friend. Arnold, are you there?
To me, happy birthday to me.
Okay.
Love the candles.
Okay.
More candles on there.
Okay.
Good morning.
Okay. Arnold, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you fine. Hey, this is Mino and the Mayor and Preston from NBC 26.
How's it going, Odie?
Wishing you a happy birthday.
Good morning to all of you. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What's
You're
great?
Interrupting my click.
Okay. Is Maria there with you?
No, Maria's terrible.
What do you mean?
I don't like Maria at all. She looks like a skeleton, and I left her years ago for another person.
Okay.
In fact, I even left her before I left her. I have like three different families.
Okay.
It's going very well.
All right. I mean, did it have something to do with you and the maid or the nanny or somebody?
She's a very wonderful woman, and she took great care of my children, and now she's the mother of my child. It's going excellent. Everyone can't get enough of Arnold. Ooh, I'm here.
All right. Mr. Mary, anything you'd like to
say? She's actually sitting over here right now. She's putting more candles on my cake.
Oh, okay.
Because every day she says, Arnold, how old are you? And I say, I'm 77. And she says, you don't look a day over 40.
Really?
So she's putting, I said, put more candles on there.
Really?
Yeah.
Arnold, did you have any work done facially?
No, this is all natural. Arnold has always been all natural. People are like, oh, you use steroids. And I was like, no, I just did a lot of push-ups. Everything's natural. I'm all natural. No Botox, no facelift, no pulling, no tightening.
Okay.
So, Arnold, you were the governor of California. Any ambition to get back in?
Give me some respect.
Any ambition to get back into politics? Be a mayor someday?
I'm always looking to get back in. Yes, because I understand there's a lot of money in politics. And right now, let's be honest, I don't have a lot of stuff going on right now. Okay. So I understand that you get into politics and you like triple your wealth in like 4 years. So I'm looking to get back in, yes.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, hey, Todd, anything you'd like to say to Arnold?
I'm going to change all the laws in America so that I can run for the president of the United States of America.
How do you think you would do if you're running for president right now?
You can't.
Why?
Because he wasn't born in this country.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to. But I don't understand that at all because it's like, sorry I wasn't born here, but I'm the best candidate. So perhaps Mr. Mayor could run with me and we could do this thing because you have experience and I have experience and I think it would make a great ticket.
Arnold, we've known each other for a long time. Would you want me as a running mate?
Okay.
No, you're in trouble. That was a liability. I would put you up there, and there would be the vice presidential debate, and you would probably kill someone. It would be terrible.
All right,
it's so bad for my reputation.
All right.
Out of all the talking he did, the clearest thing was no.
Well, Arnold, listen, we'll let you get back to whatever it is you do these days. But right. We just want to wish you a happy 77th birthday.
Yeah, and I'll see you at the party.
All right.
See you at the party, Rick. Everyone's coming. Rick is going to be there. You're going to be there. Mr. Schmidt's going to be there. He's going to be my running mate. This is going to be huge.
Okay.
Well, all right, Arnold.
I want you to be in charge of my campaign, however. I want you to do all my fundraising.
Oh!
I want you to
Arnold, we got to win. Okay. We got to win. No,
I will do that, Arnold. Thank you, sir. And enjoy the rest of your day.
Very pretty. It'd be a shame if something happened to her. You know, give $500 and nothing will happen.
Great to meet you.
Thank you, Mr. Schwarzenegger.
Wow. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you, sir. Okay. See ya. There you go. Wow. I told you I was friends with him. You didn't believe
it? Wow. No. Yeah. That
was the real Terminator.
That was him.
That was him. He knew it all. Wow.
We're here with Preston Stober from NBC 26. We talked about this with every reporter we bring on.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea that they give you an area.
It is. Yeah. It's awesome. It's great. Especially in this area up here in Northeast Wisconsin, where it's such a large area and there's a good amount of population centers. It's really great to have a neighborhood.
And geographically, it's a long ways away from everything.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ever been to Lates?
You know, I have not
you
yet.
You got to go to Lates many people for a cheeseburger.
Talk about Lates. I have not been to Lates.
Double cheeseburger.
Oh, and that's the fried cheese butter. Curds. Yeah,
and that's my Red Arrow. I mean, that's been there for a long time.
I'll have to check it out. It's been mentioned multiple times.
Yes, I'm ashamed to do that. There's a few staples there that you got to give them credit for getting. I don't know how long Lates has been, or what, 70 years?
Oh, my God, forever, pretty much. I mean,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It hasn't changed.
It hasn't changed.
It's just the old-fashioned little stools you sit on.
Yeah. And quite honestly, neither really has the staff. But they're nice people.
I will need to go check it out. I'll tell them that you guys sent me. I'll go check it out.
Mrs. Wolf, she was there when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And I went there, but this was 5 years ago, and she was still there.
Oh, yeah.
Nicest lady on the planet, but she just—
Absolutely.
Comes in, they write it down with their
does the whole thing.
No laptops in there.
Nope. Hmm. I think all cash.
Yes, really? I think you're right.
Yeah. You know I don't what? Think they take cards.
No. Oh, wow. God, I should send them. I got to send them the check.
I do need to check this out.
Yeah. You got to. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
You've got to.
You being a reporter.
I'm going to order. Let's order for
them. Well, we can order for you.
Double cheeseburger.
Onion rings.
Yeah. Forgot about
the onion rings. Send me the order that I need to get, and I will get it.
Chocolate shakes.
Look at this guy. He's not
going to
eat that.
Yeah. I'll try it out. The ordering
for a guy like him.
That's not good. No.
I'm glad you're here, and I think the other thing I think is great about 26 and someone like you is this is a good place to move for young talent. I mean, sometimes you got to have kids, you got to do this or that. But, I mean, there are some opportunities here for the youth and for young people. And I'm glad you chose to come here.
Yeah, I mean, there really is. And, I mean, we have a pretty young crowd over at NBC 26. Oh, yeah. A lot of us, as you guys know, I mean, you interviewed a lot of them. But a lot of us have moved from different areas of the United States up here. And, I mean, there is just a lot of opportunity up here in this Green Bay area. I mean, obviously, goes without saying, the Packers. And then there's just a lot of different things happening, as you mentioned, with the neighborhoods. You can kind of really take to that neighborhood and really make it your own. And that really draws a lot of people.
And I think when you look at there's a lot to do. I mean, you got the Capitol Theater down there.
Yep,
there's just and then that whole waterfront with the Y and
the wharf added a lot to that.
Oh, yeah. The wharf is great.
And Two Rivers has that unbelievable beach we talked about earlier. So I just think that community... Like all communities, I think you got to get out and look a little bit. But boy, once you look around, it's like, man, this is a real slice of life here.
Yeah, and then I saw you guys had a Schmidt Brothers can when you walked in. The Schmidt Brothers.
Oh, yeah. You put that stage. That's man.
Beautiful stage. That right when I actually got up here is when they were putting in
they
that
dedicated
new park.
It.
Yeah,
oh, it's
great.
Johnny and I were there. Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Well, thanks for what you're doing for the community.
Absolutely.
You know, it's great to have you in the Lakeshore, and you'll be tuning in TV 26.
NBC 26.
There we go.
Anytime you got something going on, please let us know and stop
by. Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me.
You got it. Wonderful having you here. Keep doing the great work. Preston Stover, NBC 26 Neighborhood Focus, Manitowoc and the Lakeshore Neighborhood Reporter. We'll be back with more Brian after this.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. Special thanks, Preston Stover. What a great young guy, huh?
Yeah, I think I do. I think he's...
No disrespect to NBC 26, but he won't be here long because he's got that look and that personality that whole thing.
I was going to say that, but I thought
he will be in Cincinnati or Cleveland.
He's got a good head on his shoulders.
But you just know when people have that
the guy's
certain
smart,
something.
He's got that swagger about him. I think he...
Want to go to Local 5 Live right now, Channel 5, Mylane Wells.
Ooh,
hi, Mylane.
Hey, you know what? Some of us who are smart and beautiful choose to stay in Green Bay.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Yes.
Hey, Molly, I was just telling a story yesterday.
And some people can't get out of Green Bay, John.
I was just telling a story because I walked in yesterday and Todd's like, whoa, look at you, fancy pants, wearing khakis instead of, my jeans I wear every other day. I'm like, well, I'm doing the Channel 5 show and you can't hide behind the desk anymore. You got to sit out there. And I walk in, and I told that story to you, and you're like, I'm wearing jeans. What's the problem?
Absolutely.
It's like I overdressed.
It's our role to be fashion. I don't know what the right word is, but I work with actually a wonderful boutique in Berlin, Violet & Company, and they make sure that I am on trend. And they said jeans are great. Wear them with heels and a nice shirt. You're good to go. I'm not sure about the heels for you.
I could use them.
And John's with that boutique clothing store, Fleet. Yeah, Fleet Farm, that's it.
Honestly, do you know why I miss having a checkbook so much? Because when I had a checkbook register, I could write Fleet Farm in the note, and my husband wouldn't question a single thing.
Right? Yeah, you can get your battery or your jeans. Yeah, you're right.
There's You're harkening back to the day of Fleet Farm and Kmart were like two of the main places you would go. Isn't that the truth?
You would go.
Yes, yes. What did you say, Brian?
Shopko.
Shopko Liquor was always the big place to go. Right. Yes.
I wanted to find out what it was like working with Mino yesterday, Mylane. He told us a little story about when he got there. Tell us that story on the air.
Which one?
About the tablet.
Told us how
I had no idea. You gave me that very nice tablet. What do you call those? iPads. And I was supposed to. I didn't have a clue where we were at any point in the show.
Yeah, I watched it. That was painfully obvious. Yeah,
go ahead. Mine was turned off for half the show. So there are days where I also miss having paper scripts, because yesterday was one of those days that technology was just not on my side either. But thankfully, our show is conversational. And to John's credit, you are one of the best interviewers I've worked with, and you're so observant. And you noticed during the segment about the new Il Bar coffee shop downtown Appleton, you noticed his coffee bags, and you wanted to know more about them and the veteran connection there. So it is truly, I'm not being paid for this commentary, a joy to work with somebody who is such a professional.
Okay, this went horribly wrong.
Yeah, this went off the rails for these two guys. They wanted you to rip me the
Todd and I
to
talked
finish.
About this. We're like, well, can she find anything nice to say? It's like, no way, but let her on anyway. But okay.
I will say, wow, the power of alcohol. The only Ron Burgundy moment of the morning was partially my fault too, because my iPad wasn't working. I couldn't adjust scripts. And in the final segment of the show, we were scheduled to have on three guests, two musicians and someone from the Botanical Garden. And there was very clearly two people standing next to me, and John introduced all three. But it was in the prompter. So to be fair.
Yeah, you're right. I introduced an invisible person. Yeah, you're right about that. Hey, I got to say one thing, Malene. That lady singer, she was at the Whammies, Jim. She won like one of the top awards. She's mind-boggling good, isn't she?
Erin Krebs and her mouth trumpet, which we didn't know was even a thing that happened in music. Incredible, incredible performance.
She performed. I think we were sitting with Malene and Lisa at the time, maybe when she was on. Oh. She does like a trumpet just out of her mouth. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and she's performing at the Green Bay Botanical Garden Thursday of this week, 6 to 8. Beautiful concert venue.
Todd, can we try to get her on to perform?
Yep.
Maybe Friday for our music segment.
Working on it.
So the Mills Brothers did that.
Nobody knows the Mills Brothers, but go ahead.
That's a talent.
It's
the Mills Brothers were very, very famous. They very, very
Mills
famous.
Mills Fleet Farm, are we talking
No. That was different brothers. Different brothers.
Give
funny.
Her the bell. Right. Give Malene the bell.
All right, that was funny.
Give her the bell. That's very good,
they're,
Malene.
They're all gone now. But anyway, yes. All right. Well, that's I did not see her, but I love going out to the Botanical Gardens to see those concerts. So
yeah, she's performing this week. She's amazing. Who do you have co-hosting today, Malene?
I have Carrie Geocaris of Simply Carrie and also Green Bay Glory. So she's going to bring us up to date on the season so far for them as well.
Awesome. Who would you rather have as a co-host, me or Frank? Frank's listening. Frank's listening.
So is John.
Different skill set. How about that? Different
what
skill
a great,
set.
We'll go great you answer. You should have been a teacher. You're two different people. I love you both the same. Yeah,
and
we got,
Malene, I got to say one thing. I know you grew up on a farm and you still have a working farm. And Jim and I talked about, we used to go to breakfasts on the farms. How many breakfasts on the farms did you do this year?
I attended four of them, and we previewed all of them. So it was, I'm still full from June Dairy Month, but slowly working my way through the rest of the summer. July is National Ice Cream Month, so you still have a little bit of time to get that in. And today is National Cheesecake Day. We have Fox City's business on our show, just Drizerks. That's their last name, Drizerk. But they are cheesecake all day, every day. Fantastic.
Outstanding.
Yeah, nice job.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Malene,
you
guys
job.
Have such a great show there. And like, I think the best compliment you paid us is like our radio show is kind of like what you guys try to do. Just all local stuff.
And I have to give you credit. You did a great job rapping yesterday. You were actually really on top of when our producer said rap. So Todd, I'm not sure how it goes there on a daily basis, but one thing I do have to say, We only had to drop five things, which is pretty good on a Mino day. And one of them is a contest that ends on Friday. So if you want to win tickets to Crossroads 41, go to wearegreenbay.com and click on contest for your chance to win.
One of the last times I co-hosted with Lisa, I heard the producer like saying, for the love of God, John, for the love of God, please let us get out on time. Please
Squirrel.
Be quiet.
Squirrel.
Yeah.
Price is Right starts one way or the other.
Thanks, Malene.
Malene Wells, Local 5 Live. Thank you so very much. I will co-host that show with you any day you want.
All right. Good to talk to you all.
Thank you. Malene. Take care. There you go. Have you been on that show, Brian?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you got to go great. On that show. You've got to. She's I got to ask you one more thing about how do you, as like a fishing coach, What are some of the things, like, do you have kids that have never fished before or kids that have fished before and you just, like, hone their techniques? What are some of the things a fishing coach does?
I've adapted over the years.
Okay.
Sometimes you scratch your head and go, what are you doing?
Okay.
But, yeah, you have all levels. You have guys that are, you know, bobber and some Stren.
Right.
Stren line.
Stren line.
You know, and then you got kids that, well, you know, watch Edwin Evers and they're better than you and not that I'm any good, but... All different levels.
Okay.
So we try to, I try and watch what my anglers do on the boat and what they need to improve on, what they're good at.
Gotcha.
And then the next meeting, I get somebody to come in and speak, and then I teach them something. Like, we're going up to High Falls in 2 weeks.
Oh,
so I'm going to teach them how to throw a buzzbait, how to throw a topwater, what line to use. You know, so we try to teach them something every month, and then I give them a lot of free crap. I call it, I'll go out and buy something, like a lure. And I'll try it. And if I don't like it, I'll just give it to them.
Well, have you talked to Ed the Diver?
Ed the Diver came and spoke to my fish.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Did he bring any free lures? Because he collects like a thousand of them a week.
Ton.
Yeah.
He brought some lady donated a bunch of brand new lures.
Oh, wow.
So every angler got lures. He brought in other stuff. He gave us this big signed Rapala.
Oh.
So that's now in the Lincoln Town Hall.
I signed that. My name's on that.
I think it might be a different one.
Oh, maybe it's a different one?
Because it's only got him and Silent Jay on there.
Oh, the one I sign, it says, I hope you're the man that finds my body.
That guy's amazing.
He's amazing. Incredible.
And then you got his girlfriend's, is it Christy? She's
amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
No, she's just awesome. Yeah. Like, awesome stuff.
Great energy. That's a nice couple. Hey, when you take these kids out, and we took a lot of kids like to the water, sailing, and you really talk about the appreciation. I mean, how fortunate we are to live on the Great Lakes and the most fresh water.
I don't think a lot of those kids understand that.
But like, I would
because they haven't lived someplace else.
Yeah. I'm telling you, so, I agree with you. They
to appreciate
at home.
It.
So, like, we have 19 kids. So you only put you got your boat captain, the guy driving the boat. The kids can't drive the boat.
Okay, that's what. Okay.
So, and then you got two kids on a boat. So 19 divided by two.
Wow, that's a lot of boats.
There's 10 boats. Every time I pull that boat out of the garage, it's $100 bill minimum.
For gas.
And, yeah. And all these boat captains, mostly parents and some volunteers, do it for free.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot of money. There's a lot of commitment there. So I don't think these kids, you know, and maybe that's something I'll bring up at the next meeting. I don't think there is enough appreciation. You know, I used to bring pictures of my truck and my family and my kids over to Afghanistan. You want to talk about appreciation?
Right.
They have two sets of clothes. They don't even know what a soccer ball is.
Right.
And these kids are like, oh, can I get a new Xbox game?
Right.
It's like, come on, man.
We talk a lot about the Great Lakes, and I think kids need to know how fortunate we are. But tell them that wasn't that long ago that New Mexico wanted to run a pipe up here and take our water. And, you know, the governors, of course, there's a lot of governors around the states of the Great Lakes. I mean, it's got to be, 20? Probably more than that. Maybe it's not 20 states that touch it. But you got Canada, and they all got together and said, you know, right. this is our Great Lakes, and you can't just come up here and tap
it's
it. And I think, long term, I think there's a lot of people that live here because of the fishing and hunting. As much as, you know, there's good jobs here and good schools. And I think sometimes they're not taught that at home or school. And I think it's nice if you're out on a boat with them just to talk about, you guys realize how fortunate we are here to have, you know, the fresh water. You know, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just, it would be a great conversation.
Well, it's even like with the UP. I have so many people talk about, oh my God, the UP is so awesome. And I grew up there. It's like, really? We thought it sucked. Our big thing was coming to Green Bay. It's like, this is coming to Disneyland. So
I don't want to take anything, but everything you're saying, the only thing that's popping in my head is fibs.
Doing negative?
I'm like, let's not go there.
No.
Well, that's the problem.
Out on the Bay.
Even in the UP, I always thought, you know, once I retire, whatever, I'm going to buy some place on a lake up there. Try buying a place on a lake in the UP these days.
God, I couldn't even imagine.
It will be $300,000 easy, and 10 years ago, it's probably $30,000.
That's so gorgeous.
But the revenue on the weed will offset that, so you'll be all
right. On the weed.
He wants to open up a compound.
I'm not going to lie. I sleep better.
Well, I get these gummies from Two Rivers. They're totally legal, and they're sleep gummies. They're the one thing in the world that helps me sleep.
Snoozeberries?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And they're totally legal. You buy them right here on the street. It's not anything bad.
You just
got to
get your brain to stop. That's
exactly
what it is.
That's exactly what it does. Yes.
I've never slept better.
Me too.
Not going to lie.
Totally. And that's from your, that's like blocks away from where you grew up with your Shetland pony and your hot little Corvette.
It wasn't a Corvette.
Did you, did you grow up with a pool table in your basement?
It was in our living room.
Uh-huh. You had a pool table too? Damn it.
Yeah, the living room.
Right next to the big wood fireplace. I had to go out and chop wood at 5 a.m.
You had a fireplace.
Yeah. Yep.
Way to go to Toriano's Bar, play pool. And you grew up, both you guys grew up with pool tables.
Yep.
I envied kids room. Like you. In Shiocton.
Up in Lehman on the Wolf River.
Lehman? Right,
Lehman, Wisconsin.
I don't know that
Nichols.
Town. Oh, yeah, Nichols, yes.
Right by between Nichols and Shiocton on the Wolf.
I spoke one time for a veterans organization in Nichols, the old dance hall. There's an old dance hall in Nichols, and that's where the thing was. And it was really cool because one of the guys that I brought with me, he'd been a POW in World War II, and he was in a band when he came back, and they actually played in that dance hall in Nichols.
You know, there's two medals that military people should never be proud of getting.
What?
A POW ribbon because your ass got caught.
Okay.
And a Purple Heart because you're an enemy marksmanship. You're proof the enemy can shoot.
Okay.
Just wow. Saying.
Let me tell you something, though. You guys in who went through Afghanistan, what you just talked about is... When people ask me, what did you know, when I made my little trips over there, I said the number one thing I came back with was the kids. The kids were heartbreaking. We did a big fundraiser or big book raising thing. We brought over a whole bunch of books, used books from the schools around here. And like, I'll never forget, one of them was so marked up, you know, kid doodled on it, drew pictures. And he said, oh my gosh, will one of our students enjoy this? I said, well, that one's so beat up. We can get you different ones. He goes, no. For them to know that an American school person, you know, child, student, you know, did this and whatever. He says, you don't understand. He said, the media doesn't cover this stuff. Our kids would give anything for the education that American kids get.
They were writing notes on tree bark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of a notebook.
There was a little kid there that I tried to help learn the ABCs. He wanted so badly to learn the ABCs. That's the number one thing for them is our education. They would give anything for our education. So anyway, Brian Eich is with us. We got to send it to a quick break. We'll be back with more. Right after this. Welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on a Tuesday morning with Brian Eich. We're just talking during the break, Brian. The thing that stays in your mind is what happened to certain people in Iraq and Afghanistan that you kind of became close to, and then things obviously turned. I bet you've got people in your mind, their faces would pop up right now, and you're wondering what in the world happened to them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were talking about the interpreters. You know, yeah. I did everything I could to get them over here, got two of them over here, and then poof. Yeah. Gone. But I went on a cruise when I was still married.
Which time?
Thank you. Number three.
All right.
But I'm walking
by the
in
way, can
Seattle.
We, can we put it out there that you're eligible?
Sure.
Okay. What? Wait.
Isn't well, you're not, little, oh, never mind.
Isn't it a little early? I mean,
oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Never mind.
I do have a girlfriend, but
who's okay, living with you? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm backing off. John, I don't want her coming after me.
I was in Seattle getting ready to get on the cruise ship to go up to Alaska.
Yeah.
And one of my interpreters goes, Brian, Sergeant Eich.
You got to be kidding. Yep. From Afghanistan.
Yeah. And what do they call it? The market in Seattle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fish market.
And then all of a sudden they came out of the woodwork. There's like 12 of them. They're all truck drivers now.
No kidding.
Yeah, but they were like, awesome. So I got pictures of it. It was kind of cool, you know.
That's very years, that's fantastic.
9, 10 years later, here they are.
Wow.
In the U.S.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's cool stuff.
Did you stay in touch with any of the people you met over there, like Kuwait and everything, or?
Just
the politician types?
That I did. I went over with the JCOC, that Joint Civilian Organization. Yeah. We went to five.
JSOC.
Right. Went with the different disciplines, right? Couple days with the Air Force, couple days with the Army, and we're on the USS Eisenhower, landed out, and it was just an unbelievable trip. And I have stayed in touch with some of them. Some of them were, there were a couple politicians, not a lot, but like the guy who owned the Padres was on there, the guy who owned the Ducks or something, whatever that
Anaheim Ducks?
No.
Oregon Ducks?
No, the San Diego Padres, that's baseball. Because he's like, oh, I come to the game. The guy who owned the hockey team in Florida.
Panthers?
Nope. No, that's
Lightning?
Okay. Anyway, his name was Vince. But anyway, he owned the hockey team in Florida. I don't follow hockey at all. But Panthers are in, aren't they in, aren't the Panthers in Nashville?
Just keep going. Go ahead.
Okay, but anyway, I'm just thinking
how they have hockey in Florida.
I know, right?
I think they did.
Arizona lost their team. They moved to Utah.
Okay, let's stay.
Squirrel.
But the
it's a good story so far.
Okay, the answer is yes. I should have just said yes.
Yeah.
You said, have you stayed in touch with some of the people you went over to Kuwait with? We went to Kuwait, Djibouti, a couple different places, Qatar, and it was super educational. Just a great group of people. And yeah, probably four or five people I stayed in touch with. You know, Christmas cards. One of them came up here for a Packer game, which was awesome.
When I was in Kandahar City,
yeah,
the governor of Kandahar Providence had a price on his head like you can't believe. And he went to school in Stevens Point and in Madison.
That's amazing.
And he said, oh, Wisconsin cold Budweiser. That's what I remember. And here's this guy that's got, you know, there was an assassination.
Not even supposed to be drinking Budweiser.
No, I know, right? But he's like, oh, my goodness. And
there's so much corruption over there.
Yeah. No, but he that's what he missed about Wisconsin. Yeah. But it's one of those things where it's like corruption. They're normal people. Who just, you know, are in weird
situations. Live under different circumstances.
Absolutely.
They're just surviving.
I tell you what was pretty cool about that trip is it was pretty easy to find a common thread with someone. You talk about education, you can always talk about the weather. And I just really, I wish everybody could do that just to get a better appreciation for our military. And that's the reason we went there.
Well, that's another thing. I always say that the number one thing I try to get across is that it hasn't been, for whatever reason, it's not a sexy enough story that our troops did so much for civilians. It wasn't just kicking in doors and taking suspects.
Kicking in the doors one day a week.
Exactly.
And I was in the scout platoon. So if there was crap happening, we were there.
Yep.
The other 5-6 days, I remember I escorted an agronomist, a farmer dude from the Department of Agriculture, literally 4 gun trucks. Grenade launchers, you know, Mark 19 grenade launchers and 50 cal machine guns. We're escorting this dude around to show these farmers how to break the cycle of some stupid fly that kills their melons so that, you know, we're showing them how to put gunny sacks over their melons to save their plants.
But that's awesome, right?
It is.
Exactly.
But at the time, I'm like, I'm a trigger puller. Like, my job is infantry. I'm over here supposed to be pulling triggers, and I'm escorting a farmer, dude.
But that was a big part of what they did.
Yeah. And then, you know, we put in a well at a girls' school.
Right, right. A lot of that.
And these girls are drinking water, and it's the biggest thing ever, and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
And then 3 years later, what do we see in the news?
I know.
You know, Taliban's got Kunduz City.
I know. It changed.
Why did we do that?
Well,
made no sense.
I know.
Yeah, I don't really want to get into that, but changing a culture is extremely.
It was huge.
I don't think people understand how
one
difficult.
Soccer ball.
You're
changed 50 kids' lives.
But you're exactly right.
A lot easier fighting a land of territory versus a cultural war.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Everybody, like kicking doors.
Right.
If you kick in one family's door, five people live in that house, you just created 25
enemies.
Insurgents.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We have a great appreciation for everybody who went over there. But yeah, I think the ending isn't what everybody was expecting, but it is what it is, right? I mean, you're here and.
You know, I'll tell you a quick
that
thing.
That broke every rule of withdrawal I've ever been taught.
Ever. One quick thing, though, about it, I was reading this thing where these troops, same type of thing, they were going to this village and they built a well, okay? So the women can, it's easier than going down to the river and the whole thing. And it kept getting destroyed. And they're like, so they actually put a couple of troops in the village for a while and, to catch the people. Turns out it was the women destroying the well. And I'll tell you why. Because when they went to the well in the center of the city, they couldn't communicate and talk the way they could. So they were doing it themselves. So when they went down to the river, nobody had watched them or listened to them.
Wow.
And that was their one chance that they had in their lives to really be honest and have normal conversation.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
We had to spend X amount of dollars a week on projects.
Really?
I think it was like five grand.
Wow.
We were required. Find a way to spend it. We were building culverts,
That goes a long way there.
Yeah. But we had.
I think that's great.
How many people did you have to pay off?
I never paid anybody off, but I did have a city police chief tell me that if I got him a bottle of Jack Daniels, he'd tell me where every medium level commander was in the region.
Did you do it?
No, but I'm just like, you can't drink. Oh, you're like, okay.
Wow. Let's be honest. It's a different
they know.
World. It's almost like a different planet, isn't it, over there?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's nothing in America that you can relate to that.
That's why I'm saying you got to go.
You know, World War II, it's like they're in Germany, and it's like, oh, that's my great uncle used to live there, and the food is... Over there, you're right. It's like third world. Yeah. Go back 2,000 years.
But gorgeous.
But gorgeous.
Huge potential for being beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. What they could grow there, what they could do there. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Too much sand.
Okay.
They'd learn what plumbing was.
Right.
There you go.
But I...
Hey, did you ever shake anybody's right hand? I was told never
to shake. I plead the fifth.
Okay. Brian Ice, thank you so much for being here, man. Let's go fishing one day, all right?
Sure, absolutely.
Thanks for being here. Todd, thanks, great man. Job putting everything together as usual. Jim is Jim. All right, we'll be back again tomorrow morning.